Russia again hammers Ukraine with cruise and ballistic missiles, killing at least four. By Breitbart London on February 15, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia fired cruise and ballistic missiles at a broad area of Ukraine early Thursday, hitting multiple regions hours after a midnight strike in the country's northeast killed four people in an apartment building, authorities said. Five others were injured in the nighttime attack on the city of Chahiv. In the Kharkiv border region, regional governor Oleh Sinyahubov said. Hours later, missiles that targeted the capital Kyiv, the southern Zaporizhia region and Lviv in western Ukraine, among other places. The Ukrainian Air Force said it intercepted 13 of the 26 missiles fired across the country. Frequent Russian long-range bombardments are occurring as the almost two-year war has become bogged down in mostly trench and artillery warfare, which is destructive but is not bringing much change to the 1,500-kilometer, 930-mile, front line. Thursday's barrage was notable for the geographic spread of its targets and the wide variety of missiles deployed by the Kremlin's forces. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says that one of his priorities is improving Ukraine's air defense systems. He is due in France on Friday to sign a bilateral security agreement as part of his efforts to ensure continuing Western military support. The Russian missiles used on Thursday included Iskander ballistic missiles, caliber cruise missiles, guided aviation missiles and adapted S-300 anti-aircraft missiles. Ukraine has also struck targets in Russian territory deep behind the front line. A fire broke out at an oil depot in Russia's Kursk region after an attack by a Ukrainian drone, Governor Roman Starovoyt said Thursday. There were no casualties, he said. The Russian bombardment came a day after Ukraine's military said it used high-tech naval drones to sink a Russian Navy ship in the Black Sea, in what would be a significant success for Ukraine 10 days before the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022. The Thursday morning barrage injured four people in the southern Zaporizhia region, where public infrastructure was hit, officials said. Explosions were also heard in Kyiv. In Lviv, two schools, a kindergarten and 18 residential buildings were damaged, injuring three people, Mayor Andriy Sadovyi said. In response to the long-range attacks, neighboring Poland's army said it has taken steps to ensure the safety of the country's airspace. All necessary procedures to ensure the safety of Polish airspace have been launched. We warn that Polish and Allied aircraft have been activated, which may result in increased noise levels, especially in the southeastern part of the country, the Army's operational command said in a statement.